here's a brief description of the other four layout managers. Flow Layout is the simplest, and it's also the default layout manager. And it assumes you just use the simple add method, and whatever order you put the components in, it flows them into the page in order from left to right until there's no more room, and then it goes down to the next area and flows them in from left to right. And it just takes as much room for each component as it feels is necessary for, you know, a button or a text field or whatever. It has some default size that it tries to make things to fit them in. A grid layout is a much more highly structured thing. Basically, it's dividing up the space into an array of spaces, each of which is an equal size. So it's a two-dimensional layout. You say how big it is, like n by m, how many rows and how many columns. Then in each component, as you add them to the grid layout, it puts them in an order from left to right. But unlike the flow layout, where each component might differ in size, in the grid layout, each one is exactly the same size, so that it has an array-like appearance, where the rows and columns line up. You can also have, actually, borders so that it looks like a table with lines in between the rows and columns. A grid bed layout is the most general in customizing the position and size of the components that you're laying out. What you do is you set up a set of constraints between the various components. Like, you can say that there's a constraint on two particular components that they have to appear side by side, or that their tops have to line up. So you set up a set of constraints, and the grid bag layout manager tries to do its best to satisfy all those and to fit everything in. So a grid bag layout is sort of the most complicated to use, and I found that the core Java book has a very good description. And I think also the Battle and Battle book has a good description of grid bag layout. Excuse me. Now, so far, all these layout managers that we've talked about are about different strategies for laying out components in space. A card layout is how to define a bunch of components that essentially take up the same space, but which only one of them shows at a time. So card layout talks about how to lay out things in time. So suppose that you have three windows, and you want only one to appear at a time, and you want the user to be able to click at a button and change which one is appearing. You could define that as a card layout. Each one of those would be a panel in the card layout, but in the Java program, there's a method called show, and you would only show one of the panels at a time. So you can switch between different panels at different times in the Java program.